and she is with the Eureka Dog Park. Amy, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you for calling me back. So a week from today, it seems to be opening up, right?
Yes, we're very excited. Wednesday at 11, we will have the opening ceremony. And once all the speeches are done and everything, then the dogs can go in and play.
Are there going to be rules? People have asked, what are the restrictions, if any, for dogs?
Yes, your dogs need to be licensed and vaccinated. They need to have their rabies. No aggressive dogs. If you know your dog is aggressive, please don't bring them. No puppies under 4 months because they haven't had all their shots yet. It'll be open sunrise to sunset. We ask that you don't smoke in the park, don't bring alcohol, and don't bring people food, because dogs tend to get, they want it. And they tend to get a little protective of food, too.
How did you decide on the location?
The location really came down to the only place we could put it. Initially, there were a lot of other city locations that were picked, and they were all turned down by the Coastal Commission. The Coastal Commission really did not want a dog park in any coastal zone. So it excluded Hammond Park, and it excluded doing anything out by the mall and various other sites that had been looked at.
It's on Walford. I think a lot of people might think of Walford as the street that dumps into that Safeway parking lot, but this is actually Walford Drive, right?
Walford and Watson, and the easiest way to get there is to take Harrison's 23rd, turn on Watson.
Harrison to 23rd, and turn on Watson. And that's by, like, Stars, basically, as you're going down Harrison?
Yes. If you know where Stars Hamburgers is, then across the street you'll find the old General Hospital. And it's tucked behind General.
And it looks
it's
like...
next to the Sheriff's woodcutting lot. And it's kind of in a corner, so if you don't see it right away, keep driving, keep looking, you'll see the fence.
In terms of the volunteer effort, you've had people out there pretty regularly for the last couple of months or so, but this is being described as phase one of the Eureka Dog Park. What's phase two going to look like?
Phase two will have a much better parking lot. Our parking lot's currently gravel, which we're very grateful that all the gravel was donated by Eureka Natural Foods, but we need to pave it at some point because it's not going to last. We also need additional parking. The plan calls for additional parking. It also calls for a few amenities, like maybe having a small gazebo so that people can sit out of the rain, or it could be even more of almost a wooden bus stop type thing. So we do get a lot of precipitation. More benches. The creek needs a little work so that it won't overflow if we ever start getting storms again. Just some more amenities. It's very basic at the moment.
The Eureka Dog Park is accepting donations via PayPal. That is up at their Facebook page. It's on their webpage. It's also at khum.com right now. That's where we're going to leave it. Amy Washburn, thank you so much.
Thank you.